It is time to talk practical finance. Today we're talking about artificial intelligence. The Bad Side, brought to you with the compliments of Verso Wealth.
Imagine no financial stress, no running around to check and monitor your future. But that's not what's happening, is it? Half your money and time is spent on following up on all your financial needs. Is my wealth growing or shrinking? What will happen with my estate when I'm gone? Is my retirement fund where it needs to be? Am I covered for all disabilities? How will my family know who to turn to for what? Why not put everything into one safe place? At Verso Wealth, we offer cost effectiveness and simplicity, giving you 100% security to help you changing your goals into reality.
Contact Verso Wealth on 043-727-1340 or info@verso.co.za.
Thursday morning, just after 8, it's time for Practical Finance with Thane from Verso Wealth. Morning, Thane.
Morning, Wayne. Morning, listeners. Good to be with you on this Thursday.
And once again, let me just remind you that the information we give you on this show, on this segment, is information and possibly a little bit of entertainment. But you need to consult your own financial advisor, and we'll give you details at the end of the show if you need to find out more about Verso Wealth. But Thane, we've been touching on a number of interesting topics. Last week, we started talking about artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And we looked at the good side of artificial, how it can help the process, how it can maybe even streamline the process. Mm-hmm. But with everything good, there's also possibly a bad side, mm-hmm. the dark side of artificial intelligence.
You sound like a Star Wars fan now.
Yeah. Here we go. Dark side there shall be.
Master Yoda. Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, last week we did talk about the benefits of artificial intelligence and how often we use it without even realizing that it's artificial intelligence. And then we started chatting about the dark side, as it were. And sadly, artificial intelligence does have its dark side. And there are several key risks for personal finance issues. You know, so we've got to be aware as the financial advisors and financial professionals that there is the risk of AI. And of course, the major risk relates to fraud, AI-generated fraud, because as we were chatting off air, you know, there's always going to be someone that's going to use a good thing for a bad thing.
Right.
So cyber crimes, unfortunately, are very, very much on an increase, spawned by the use of AI, artificial intelligence. So they, as it becomes more and more sophisticated, we did talk about what artificial intelligence is. It's just a learning of a software that learns things. And as it learns more and more, you're going to find things like phishing, not in F-I-S-H-I-N.
No, it's
P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. Identity theft. I mean, how many people do you know about their Facebook pages cloned? I got a notification the other day that I was speeding in Durban in a car that I don't even know. How did they get my ID number? How did they get my email address? So one has to be so careful about AI and the cyber crimes. Fake investment schemes. If I see another person offering huge returns, guys, if it's too good, if it sounds too good to be true,
it probably is.
It probably is. You know, and so that is on a major up as a result of AI. And also, we know that artificial intelligence can be used to manipulate financial markets. I mean, just the other day, I was reading on businesstech.co.za that there's this chap in America that was, the prosecutors wanted to put him in jail for 2 years for manipulating the South African rand.
Right. I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
So, I mean, you can't do that unless you've got some form of AI behind you, you know. And sadly, the judge only gave him a probation period. If I was a judge, he would have been sitting in jail for a while. But I'm biased. I'm a South African. So, yeah, AI has those, as you quite correctly pointed out, dark sides. Another concern that people have with AI is job automation.
Yes.
You know, unemployment, income insecurity. How do you save if you now have got a job that AI has taken away from you? But sometimes the AI system in use actually, and we've mentioned it so many times, has got no emotion. So it's like a tick box mentality. And you'll find very often some financial institutions, I mean, let's just be rude, and you apply for a bond and there's a tick box. Yeah. There's no person sitting there.
So it's either that or that.
Correct. And it's learning stuff, AI, it's building up discriminatory biases. So there's, as again, there's no emotion. So financial decisions, I'm not giving you a loan because my AI tells me that, and this is not a person, this is a machine that's saying, well, you've ticked all those boxes. My learning is that those kind of answers
are risky.
Therefore, we're not giving you the loan. So that's a bit sad. Same with insurance. When you go online for insurance and you tick certain boxes, it's a little bit sad. But you, again, maybe I'm, because I'm not an artificial intelligence, I am a warm blood. Talk to somebody. Come and talk to a financial advisor. Maybe he can help you, you know. But anyway, so it's got a lot of confidentiality risks because the AI collects so much data, so much information, because it's absorbing that and it's creating these patterns that we spoke about, and sensitive information is now uploaded into the cloud, and who says someone else can't use that, and hence the whole thing about identity theft.
Well, that's where my questions actually come from, is, you know, they've scraped all this data off your profiles with the permission of possibly your institution and or yourself. You just didn't know that you ticked that box and said yes. But it goes back to data security.
Correct.
You know, and who has access to that information.
So if you tell me, Wayne, I'm going to tell you this, but keep it to yourself.
Shh, okay, won't tell.
Okay, don't tell anybody. I'll do that because I'm a human being.
Yeah.
AI doesn't have that. So that whole confidentiality thing that us humans or warm bloods have is actually not part of the computer world. You know, that's just, okay, it's information, I'm going to use it, you know. Yeah. So that for me is actually pretty critical as well. So there's access to information, there's access to controls that is not in the sphere of a human being. And at the end of the day, although we don't like to admit it sometimes, we are human beings.
We all human at some point.
Yeah. So that is why your data encryption and the confidentiality and the cybersecurity solutions are so, so critical. So yeah, while we've got all these benefits, there is the issue around confidentiality. But can I touch on something? I know we're not supposed to talk about politics and religion, but it seems like some religious leaders do object to AI. You know, they worry that maybe AI, with its ability to generate content from all the data it collects, can make arguments to distort teachings and doctrines. And so I understand that. You know, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. I don't know enough about that, but I do know there are some religious objections to AI. And there's quotes in the Bible and about moral principles and all good things like that. I ask the question. I'm not saying yay or nay. I'm saying, well, can we not use it for good as well? You know, we were given the intelligence
to develop
technology. You know, I might have mentioned earlier on that, You know, Noah built the ark. He must have used some technology. The Tower of Babel. I mean, that tower must have been built with some technology. Mm. The pyramids, perhaps. I don't know. I wasn't there. But the point is, technology is supposed to be used for advancement of us. You know, so I don't want to make a call on that. It's a contentious issue. But I do know there are some people that are a little bit nervous from a religious point of view on artificial intelligence.
Well, I think it's just, you know, if you go back and looking at movies from maybe 10 or 20 years ago where the computers took over the world, or the computers built robots and the robots took over the world, very much sci-fi. But at some point, the, you know, art's imitating life. But when it comes to artificial intelligence and the applications, I would say that from a financial point of view, us as clients are actually at the feeding end of artificial intelligence, because all the controls and the checks and balances, apart from us having to look after our passwords and make sure that we don't do anything silly, the real data crunching happens within the institutions.
100%.
And that is where we, you know, we just hope that everything is done above board.
Yeah. So from a financial services perspective, we have, I mean, if you think about the data, financial data over hundreds of years, there used to be teams of people analyzing that data to say, okay, Wayne is investing his 100 rand. Where shall he invest it? Let's go and have a look at what the data tells us. Then they take that data. Remember, they physically have to take that data before computers and actually analyze that data. Then they've got to take that data and do what-if scenarios. So one of the huge investment houses was telling us that their investment analysis team, which was about seven people, used to take, let's say a day to analyze something. They use AI now, and that gets analyzed in a couple of hours because it's obviously it's accurate data, because it's data from the investment world, in the sense that if the return was 6%, at 6%, it's not going to give you 4%. So the data is accurate. So from a financial planning and a financial management perspective, I, as an advisor, am able to give you a lot more for your money than I used to be in the past. And because I'm now saving myself a lot of time, I can say to you, give me your portfolio. You give me your portfolio. Now, you might have investments with Allan Gray and Coronation and Sanlam and Ned Group, and I can put all of that into my computer, literally push a button, and an hour a minute later, I can tell you, okay, so much is onshore, so much is offshore. I think your offshore portfolio needs a bit of boosting. Maybe we must do this with your planning. I can say to you, listen, you've got far too much in cash, you've got far too little in property, and so much in equity. I can't do that without artificial intelligence. Right. So I believe, as you quite correctly said, it's a tool. As long as it's used responsibly and with the correct cybersecurity.
Yeah, and cybersecurity from the institution side as well as your own side. Because it's no good. Verso Wealth has got this bulletproof server systems put together, and then you go and give your password out to anybody that happens to phone you.
Exactly. Yeah. So it happens, Wayne.
No matter how nice they sound.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And no matter which institution they're phoning from, you know. So again, I think to bring it back to the warm blood, know your financial advisor, but he should know you as well, so that you can say, well, this doesn't sound right. Or you can say, well, that doesn't sound like my financial advisor. Have a trusted financial advisor that uses AI for sure, but don't discount the fact that there's wisdom in that warm blood.
And the warm blood is actually analyzing what the AI puts out and saying, no, wait, this is nonsense, or no, that's actually not a bad idea.
Correct.
And maybe double checks it and confirms that.
There we go.
Thane, it's almost time out, but once again, thank you very, very much for chatting. Interesting topic and a controversial topic, AI. Of course, this episode brought you with the compliments of Thane and Verso Wealth. How do we get in touch if somebody is wanting to maybe set up, get their finances set up, they're looking for a financial advisor?
Thank you, Wayne. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. I am based in Vincent in East London, in the Wild Coast of South Africa. Phone number is 043-727-1340. If you're streaming this from all parts of the world, you're welcome to pop me an email at info@verso.co.za. Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you very much. Have a great week, great weekend. We'll chat again next week, Thursday.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you, listeners.
Audio streaming wherever you are. Wild Coast Radio.